Welcome to the Friday, September the 16th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our seventh episode of the 22-23 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. If you're tuning in to our audio podcast for the first time, welcome. We hope this weekly podcast is a way for staff to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. Every Friday at 1 p.m., along with the Parent Square message that includes a link to this podcast, there are a few other links that you will not want to miss. First, there's a link to nominate a person or program to be featured in a future episode. And there's also a link to a trivia question that's related to the podcast, so be sure to listen carefully. Submit your answer before Sunday at midnight for a chance to win one Jeans Day for you and your team or department. The winner will be announced during next week's Briefings with Butts podcast. Congratulations to last week's winner, LaDonna Schutz from Chapel Glen. Let's go ahead and jump in. Count day is today, Friday, September the 16th. What does count day mean for us? It is the day in which we count all of the students that are enrolled in our schools and determines our funding for the next 6 months. We are excited to count all of our students. We know that enrollment is down just a little bit, but we are excited to have all of our students in our schools for this official count day today, Friday, September the 16th. Also, earlier this week on Thursday, we kicked off National Hispanic Heritage Month, which runs from September the 15th to October the 15th. Be sure to check out the Hispanic Heritage Month videos on our YouTube LAP Parent channel. Also, our strategic planning focus group interviews continue last week, this week, and next, and our forum discussions will continue through the end of September. We are so appreciative of all that have provided feedback through our surveys and through our focus groups for our strategic planning process this year. Again, I'd like to thank our custodians, our maintenance personnel, our mechanics, our grounds personnel, technology, application specialists, our technology assistants, security officers, and attendance officers. We did celebrate them yesterday for our official appreciation day for all of those employee groups. We know how valuable they are to our operations, to our success, and just want to thank them for all that they do each and every day to make sure that our teachers can operate in the classrooms, our students can attend, and that we are efficient in everything that we do. A reminder to our certified staff service hours, our certified employees, be sure to complete your service hours action plan in Talent Ed by October the 7th. You have a little less than a month to get that done if you'd like to receive the additional benefit during the 23-24 contact year. If you're looking for service hours, the Giants Marketplace is in need of volunteers. If you're interested in volunteering, please contact Mr. Steven Jackson at extension 8631. Again, that's Giants Marketplace, Mr. Steven Jackson, 8631. Well, this week we are excited to welcome our guest, Lisa Bays, who is Executive Director of the Wayne Township Education Foundation. Welcome, Lisa.
Hello.
We are have a little added feature today. We're in the studios, actually, at WBDG, and so the students have helped to prepare some of our audio options, and so I wanted to welcome you to our studio here at WBDG. Tell us, Lisa, a little bit about the Education Foundation. What does the foundation do?
Thank you, first of all, so much for having me, Dr. Butts. This is great timing. We have some very cool opportunities coming up. So the Wayne Township Education Foundation is a nonprofit that was started by local community members, and they wanted to give back to public education in the local community, and they wanted to engage other folks in the community to support staff and students. So we are probably best known, and one of our primary purposes is to provide funding to staff, in particular teachers, who create experiential learning opportunities in their classrooms. These things might be coding bots, turning a diesel engine into biofuel, training high school students to be medical interpreters, purchasing Tabano drums for music classes, just to name a couple ideas. We also help with some more basic resources. Sometimes it's multicultural books or STEM games and manipulatives. Another area we are thoroughly known for is staff recognition. So many will remember our Wayne Superhero program. That continues and can be accessed on our website. That's an opportunity to give a shout out to fellow staff members for unique or above and beyond efforts. Plus, we do several student and staff recognition events during the year. This may not be as well known, but one of our signature outreach programs for our whole community is Wayne Township Community Theater. And we do theater camps and main stage shows that involve students and adults, in particular in the summer. Community engagement is key to what we do. So we do several events, the Wayne Winter Games, Celebrate Wayne, our spaghetti supper, try to bring the community in to see what's happening in our schools.
Wow. When you lay it all out there, the foundation is busy and certainly is doing a great deal of support across our district in the classrooms and abroad. So when we think about the support that the foundation provides to our classrooms, last year or in recent years, the foundation has funded over 200 classroom programs, which is pretty amazing when you think about across all 21 schools that we have. How do staff members apply to receive that funding?
Yeah, there are two key ways for staff to access what we call grants. The most expeditious and popular is through our partnership with Donors Choose. And while our funds last for the year, once a month I review Wayne Township Donors Choose requests, and those that qualify, we provide 50% funding. The key point for staff to know on these requests is to ensure that your request does not exceed $600. So just based on experience, try to keep your request to $450 or less, because then Donors Choose has shipping and fulfillment costs that sometimes tip you over the $600 mark. I typically try to capitalize on a match day. Last month, Bill Gates did a match and we helped fund 125 projects that day with his help. I'm super excited to mention that on September 20th, Donors Choose has a match opportunity for all requests from equity-focused schools. Most of Wayne Township schools qualify by their criteria. There may be a couple exceptions. So teachers should get their requests posted soon. That's for next Tuesday. Our other process, which is a longer process and maybe for larger dollar grants, generally these are traditional grants. These are for programs between $600 and $4,000. A single teacher can apply for up to $1,000, a grade level can apply for up to $3,000, and a school-wide program is eligible for up to $4,000. Any staff member, not just teachers, may apply. This process requires advanced planning, takes four-ish months from first application to funding. We just had a deadline on September 1st. Our next deadline for this process is February 1st, so plenty of time to think about those great ideas.
Quite an evolution when you think about the way that we used to fundraise and the way that we currently fundraise, with Donors Choose becoming a significant part of supporting what's happening inside of our classrooms. And we see our teachers posting often on social media about some of the projects they're trying to get funded. And so we want to remind everyone again, next Tuesday, the 20th, is an important date for funding through Donors Choose and the Wayne Township Education Foundation. Another important date coming up for the foundation is Saturday, November the 5th. Lisa, you're having an event called Celebrate Wayne at the Global Village Welcome Center. That's off of 38th Street in actually Pike Township, just a little bit to our east. Actually, that's IPS, contiguous to our community in the International Village there that we are excited to support. This event is going to pay tribute to Wayne Township's 60th anniversary as an MSD and Wayne Township Education Foundation's 30th anniversary. I am so excited for this event. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, we are really jazzed. Last year we had to postpone what we were planning, and so we're excited to kind of change directions a little bit. This is a multicultural event, as you mentioned, to honor the 60th anniversary of the district and the 30th for the foundation. It's an adult event held at the Global Village Welcome Center, which in and of itself is a very unique place and has exhibits that feature cultures from throughout the world. We are using this opportunity to highlight Wayne Township's cultures and pay tribute to our local public education champions. Area 31 will be catering this event, and they will feature flavors from throughout the world in our hors d'oeuvres. We will have a variety of cultural entertainment. We're still working on that, but might include drumming, some dance, some music. We'll have a silent auction with cool baskets from the school, a wine pull, which is sort of like a wine raffle. And new this year, we're going to provide an opportunity to buy a lantern to honor a favorite public education champion. And we're going to have those lanterns as part of our decoration for the event. We've made this event, we think, pretty affordable, $30 for an individual ticket. I believe we have event information as a link in the email that is going with this Briefings with Bucks.
Excellent. And so $30, how will they sign up? How do they purchase tickets?
There is a link in the email that is coming out with this particular podcast, I believe.
Excellent. And is there more information on the website?
Yes, on our website, wtef.wayne.k12.in.us. So just put the WTEF at the front.
Well, we know that the events that Wayne Township Education Foundation hosts have always been fun. We love to celebrate the successes and all of the support that the foundation provides. Lisa, you've been with the Education Foundation for 22 out of the 30 years that the foundation has been in existence. Are there some key highlights or milestones that you can recall?
Yeah. Well, I'm super lucky. I have a job where I get to make people's day because we're awarding money, and then I get to see some very neat ideas that are happening in our classrooms. This year, we are going to be pretty close to awarding our $4 million since
Wow.
we started, so that's exciting. We've supported hosts from the very beginning. Other cool projects that we've been funding in more recent years, Teachers Treasures membership. We are supporting the Interrupting Racism, professional development for our staff. And last year, we did a tremendous amount of outreach in partnership with the schools on Giving Tuesday. Probably one of my personal professional highlights was the $200,000 gift we received from a Ben Davis alumnus. And this was a guy who grew up in our community and did not grow up with very much, but felt like his time at Ben Davis and then Wayne Township Schools made a huge impact, and he gave us our single largest donation we've ever received of $200,000, and that continues to benefit Ben Davis still. That was back in 2013. And Wayne Township Community Theater, involving thousands of community members each summer, either as guests and attendees or as actors in our shows or backstage. That's a huge highlight, and we provide those opportunities now free to our students in Wayne Township. Well, we provide the attending a show for free.
Yeah, well, Tammy and I really enjoyed this summer's production of Shrek. Do we know what to expect next summer?
Not yet. We stay on pins and needles on that one. We don't know yet.
And, of course, our students can participate during fall break in theater experiences as well with
yes.
the theater camps. And so really trying to get our students involved early in that and hopefully find their love for acting here at Ben Davis High School and in Wayne Township. We receive, for the foundation, significant financial support from staff members. How do staff members donate to the foundation?
It is really heartwarming to think that folks who already are going above and beyond to support our students still make a choice to donate and support classroom programs. 100% of staff donations go back to support classroom resources and projects that we fund. We have more than 700 staff members who participate. The easiest way to do this is through payroll deduction, but you can always send us a check or do a credit card payment on our website. New donors who donate at least $2 per pay, and current donors who increase by 50 cents a pay, we have a foundation t-shirt. Shirts are going to be delivered in October. Also in this email with the podcast is a link to that form to complete. So we are really appreciative, and it is amazing what $2 per pay coupled times 700 people adds up to.
Yeah, and what an amazing opportunity that would be if we had all 2,500 of our employees who are actually contributing. So that is amazing. Lisa, I always like to ask our guests two questions not related necessarily to what they do professionally. And so here we go. What do you like what do you like to do when you're not serving as the executive director of the foundation?
You know what? I do a lot of reading. I a lot of pleasure reading. And I would say up until this summer, my my husband and I spend a lot of time boating, but I injured myself this year. So I don't know that boating's going to be on the list anymore, but up until this summer it was.
Well, we know that you're on the mend and are thankful for that and that it wasn't something that was unrecoverable. And so looking forward to you being fully recovered as a result of that accident. So, your answer may differ now than it did this summer before the boating accident, but what is your favorite place on earth?
You know what? I love the mountains, and I'm fortunate. I've always loved them since I was a kid, and by great chance, I helped my kids get there. So both of my kids live in the Rocky Mountains, and I get to visit them in those in that beautiful location, one in Colorado, one in Montana, and I just love the mountains.
That's incredible. Well, I was just talking to one of our scholars in our BDTV program who just came from Colorado a year ago, and she was also talking about how beautiful it is out there. Our guest today is the Executive Director of the Wayne Township Education Foundation, Lisa Bays. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for all the incredible work you're doing.
Thank you.
I may have to come back here more often with all these buttons and audio features that the students have provided for us here at BDG. But let's look at what's coming up. Ben Davis Giants football are playing at Warren Central tonight, Friday, September the 16th. That is a big rival for the Giants. And we wish all of our players, all of our teammates, all of our students good luck tonight as they play Warren Central. The Claremont Parade will be Saturday, September the 17th. Our school board, our band, several of our groups, the superintendent's cabinet will all be there. Make sure to stop out. The parade starts at 11 a.m. We do have a school board visit coming up at Ben Davis Ninth Grade Center on Thursday, September the 22nd. And again, be sure to get your tickets for our Wayne Township Education Foundation's Celebrate Wayne event on November the 5th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Global Village Welcome Center. Tickets start at $30 and can be purchased at the link in this podcast. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next Friday for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.